So this is Desiree McQuaid. And Desiree, back in 2015, was diagnosed with aplastic anemia.
Yes.
What is that?
So aplastic anemia is where your bone marrow is essentially empty. It's no longer producing what it needs to. White blood cells, the red blood cells and platelets are at a very low, low, low number.
When it was at its worst, what was the scariest thing you were told in terms of your life?
I was told I had 2 weeks to live. They didn't know if they could help me or if I would respond to treatment.
What goes through your mind when you are told you have 2 weeks to live?
I was not scared, actually. I think for me, I was quite determined to not have that an option. Throughout the whole process of diagnosing me, I was a little bit convinced that it wasn't real. So at the moment they told me something was actually wrong, it also didn't feel real. It was only when they told me I couldn't work where it kind of kicked in. I was like, oh no, you've put a limitation on me that is very much a part of my life. And so now I understand. It is a very overwhelming feeling. My mom was in the room with me, so I guess I had an emotional, like, I was just watching her deal with it,
right.
And I could see how I was supposed to react, but I didn't really feel a whole lot in that moment.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
One would never know how they're going to react to being told something like that. Did you surprise yourself a bit?
I didn't surprise myself a whole lot. I think the surprises came later on. It's like I've been through some difficulties in my life before. This is nothing I can't get through now, but there's still doubts.
You said you weren't surprised about your reaction at the time, but things have surprised you along the journey. Like,
yeah.
What?
It gets really hard. Sometimes you think that because your reaction at the beginning was really strong, or because your first, I don't know, response to treatment went really well, or positives come at the beginning, but then there's downtimes, really, really severe dips in whatever happens. And so sometimes it just gets to be a lot. And there were days where I thought, I don't know if I want to keep doing this. Because, you know, at the beginning I was so determined for that 2 weeks to not, like, yes, of course I'm going to make it past 2 weeks, but then when you get to month 9, 1 year, 1 year and 6 months, you're like, I don't know if it's worth it, just because it's really, really, really hard.
It does what to your body?
All your blood cells are gone. So the most concerning things that can happen are internal bleeding. Because you don't have platelets, there's no clotting. The way that I kind of determined that I wasn't as well as I had been was I had bruises all over my body, broken blood vessels. Like if I lightly scratched my leg or, you know, scratched my neck or something, there'd just be lines of broken blood vessels. Headaches, severe, severe headaches. So they were worried about, you know, stuff going on in your brain. If I bump my brain, I could have internal bleeding in my skull. And then because there's no oxygen getting to your lungs, you can barely breathe. And it actually triggered a whole bunch of respiratory problems throughout my treatment as well. So I was dealing with that.
Is there anything you want to say about the staff at Cancer Care Manitoba?
Oh, they're wonderful. As a young person with a diagnosis, pretty scary to navigate, especially in an environment that is mostly people who are significantly older than you. And so the staff are kind of grounding. The staff, you get really attached to them and they help you through everything. There was times where, you know, physically I was doing okay, but mentally things were not the best, and they look out for you, and, you know, there's people on staff to help with just that specifically, and there's nurses who their job involving me was just to take my temperature, blood pressure, and oxygen. That doesn't take long, shouldn't have to be a process, but they'd sit with me for half an hour because, you know, at that time it was really hard to just get through something as simple as that. And being in the chemo lab, getting blood transfusions, I didn't really react very well to them, so I would often be very, very cold and shaky and sick, and every time I'd open my eyes, there'd just be someone there with a new warm blanket ready to switch it or, you know, help me through that. So they're wonderful. I think every doctor, nurse, doesn't matter what anyone does there at cancer care, they're determined to have everyone leave well.
Yeah. You're a tremendous speaker.
Oh, thank you.
Lending your voice to this is such a gift, and we thank you so, so much. You did an incredible job.
Thank you.
That was really great.